Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Miz.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
for yesterday, Delaney.
Did you have a cake?
I didn't actually have a cake.
What? Sort of food, reviewer, reporter, slash...
I had heaps of oysters.
Yes!
Yeah, that's fair enough. How many's heaps?
Well, quite a few on the truth. Tuesday night was probably 1.5 dozen between us, and then yesterday...
No. How many did
dozen.
You have?
Oh, a dozen.
Yeah, okay, good. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great.
Eat oysters like it's your birthday.
Yes, and croissants, favourite food.
Is that your favourite food? Is that your favourite food? What a flaky old mess, a croissant, if you
yes,
ask me.
Just like me. Nah, just kidding. Jokes. Croissants for breakfast.
Okay.
Oysters.
Anything on the croissant?
I actually went straight up. Nothing on it.
Nude. Warmed?
Ever so slightly.
Oh, just barely, under the armpit sort of thing.
Favourite croissant in Auckland?
Well... I had a hot tip a few years ago that the bread and butter letter do exceptionally good croissants, and yep, they're good. They're great.
I was trying to recreate a burger for somebody, and they told me that that's where they get their buns from.
Bread and butter letter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That and El Forno.
Yeah, well, but cake still to come.
Okay.
Might have to make myself one.
I guess you'd be quite picky. Favorite cake?
I go fruity. Usually.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Quite like a plum and almond cake.
Okay.
Ground almonds. Or lemon.
So not like Christmas cake.
Yeah. I quite like Christmas cake.
I love Christmas cake.
Yeah, my grandma used to make a mean Christmas cake.
You know the best thing about Christmas cake? No one else I know likes it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I sit there and I go,
do you know for my ninth birthday, my grandma made a fruit cake? And so it was uniced, just this big square like a Christmas cake. And
excellent.
No, like, what kind of weird 9-year-old does that?
But it's about the butter ratio. My nana used to tell me off because I loved her Christmas cake so much, but it was, it was probably about 40% butter.
Mm, so good. And brandy.
Yeah.
I think if you make it Labour weekend, you're supposed to just top it up with brandy until Christmas.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Have you had it with blue cheese?
What?
No? Are you talking about?
Yeah, that...
Sounds like a recipe for wind.
Sweet stuff with blue cheese. Like gingerbread, blue cheese, fruitcake, blue cheese. It's weird, but it's good.
Hot sauce with blue cheese.
What?
Hot sauce with blue cheese.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Nice blue cheese and a dot of kaitaia fire.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Sadly, Mikey's in control of the soundboard. So,
what do you got for us today, Delaney?
Well,
there's us, Delaney.
Birthday food.
Okay,
birthday food. What else did I eat? I went to Happy Boy in Royal Oak.
Oh, yeah, that's just around the corner from me. Yeah, yeah. Any good?
Neon.
Is it worth it? Is it worth the paper it's printed on? Yep.
It's it's cheap and cheerful. Well, cheapish and cheerful. You can have a beer and it's a lot like their other one, Kiss Kiss. It's the same people.
Right.
But this is a bit more. They make the. You know how Kiss Kiss? They've got the bao buns. Those
How would you describe Kiss Kiss for those who didn't? It's just off Dominion Road. It's massive.
Sort of modern Thai-ish.
Shared tables.
Yeah, just kind of fun and tasty. But yeah, Happy Boy, they do the bao buns but as burgers. So they're sort of these white steamed buns. So it gets a bit sloppy.
Okay.
But there's some
sloppy boy.
All
right.
So that was good. What else?
Do we have any queries on the emails this week?
No, it was just the only one we really got, come on listeners, keep up, was taking someone somewhere for a birthday in Auckland Central that wasn't too expensive. And I thought I didn't want to.
We're talking a couple, taking one person for a birthday or organising a birthday group?
Birthday dates. Well, Restaurant Month is on at the moment, I've heard.
What does that mean?
Auckland Restaurant Month is heart of the city. So lots of places put on a special set menu, like a sort of $55 three course, maybe with a glass of wine.
There's a $25 one, a $40 one, and a $55 one.
So trawling, that's a good a good start.
We might even send you to one, get you to come back and do a review.
Great.
Happy birthday. We're going to the cheapest one.
I went to Amano, which is the Italian place in Britomart. And You can eat reasonably there. But the great thing, one of the great things I had was a side of carrots. And carrots don't get a lot of love, you know?
They're right with me. That carrot, no, Cooney's stupid, but the carrots themselves, good.
Carrot, so roasted with bit of honey, bit of chilli.
Yeah, come on.
Some spices, bit of cinnamon, and then hazelnuts, tangy yogurt.
Yep, there you go.
So good.
Yeah, suddenly the carrot shines.
Exactly. You know, make the vegetable the hero.
We're still doing roast
veggies. The vegetable the hero. I like the sound of that. Give me another one of those. Give me another one of those dishes.
Okay, we also had Brussels sprouts.
No.
Now, Brussels sprouts do not get a lot of love.
No,
they do not.
But again, chilli, like a tangy dressing.
No.
Garlic, mustard,
something about, because are they a brassica? They are, right?
Yeah.
I know how you really are across brassicas.
I love me some broccoli.
Yeah. I love an artichoke heart, don't worry about that.
Love me some broccoli, but there's something about...
Broccoli?
Yum.
A Brussels sprout. It's just that sock smell, you know?
Nah, but if you roast them really quickly, so they stay a little bit crunchy.
How do you roast quickly, just on high?
10 minutes on like over 200. Okay. Drizzle of olive oil, bit of sea salt.
Yep.
Yeah, yum. And then they don't get that real socky...
Stanky?
smell.
Fart. Smell?
Yeah. But my workmate, he, speaking of brassicas, did a braised red cabbage the other day. Heaps of butter cabbage.
Cabbage is another one I struggle
bit
with.
Of vinegar.
Something about the so easily gone limp.
Mm. What about you? Surely you've been to Ken's Yakitori and just had that half a cabbage that they serve.
Yes. So good.
The crisp, this, chilled it, half a cabbage
honest,
and some
though,
mayonnaise.
It's really just a receptacle for mayonnaise. Mm. It's making shoveling mayonnaise.
It's just
into
like
your
a
face.
Big solid coleslaw.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. Deconstructed coleslaw. Yeah.
That's fine because it's not all sloppy.
Now, the other thing I made this week was shortbread.
Because the first time around
you blew it last time. You blew it.
Yeah, I burnt it. Yeah. No, I made good. I made good on the shortbread. All right. That's all. I just wanted to tell everyone that. It was delicious.
All right. So that's
melt
good.
In your mouth.
Didn't
buttery.
Didn't think about bringing any in. No, okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
No, well, it was my birthday yesterday, so I didn't. Yeah. It wasn't in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Can't be expected to go over and above on your birthday.
Nah. But the other thing we were just talking about off here was ceviche. Mm. Which is really easy to make, and every time I make it, I'm like, why don't I make this all the time?
Because raw fish in general, a lot of people get scared, A, that they're buying fish that's good enough quality to be eaten raw, and then even though I know ceviche is cooking it slightly, but that was always the main stumbling block for me.
Yeah.
Where on earth do I buy sashimi-grade fish?
Yeah, well, it doesn't even have to be sashimi-grade, but it does have to be fresh. I mean, you'd suffer if it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I just go to a fish... I actually go to the fish... section at Faro, but there are still a few fish shops around.
They're
a dying breed though, aren't they? A little bit,
but I mean at the same time you can normally tell a fresh fish, you know.
Absolutely.
And ceviche that's not right, it's not right.
Mm. It's all about balance, eh? Just to keep tasting. So, and like limes are still cheap, citrus is good this time of year. Still.
And the citrus cooks cooks all the badness out of the fish, doesn't it? Enough, well, whatever raw fish badness there is.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Yeah, me too.
Is there an optimum fish for a ceviche?
I actually really love trevally, which is just a firm white fish. Mm. But, I mean, anything.
What's your favourite sashimi fish?
Hmm.
I've had some mouth-watering kingfish.
It's kingfish.
Oh, yeah.
In your mouth.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Kingfish ceviche as well.
Yeah. How about someone sends in some of that?
Yeah.
I was in Samoa a while ago, I ordered a bit too much orca, and then the...
Orca?
Mm-hmm. Orca is like Samoan ceviche.
Sounds like we were like killer whale.
And the family that were making it came out and laughed at me because I kept ordering it. I ordered too much. It's my cool story.
Was that the one with coconut milk? Yeah, so you can do either or. I think ikamata is the coconut one. Heaps coriander.
I'll have whatever, eh? I'll just eat it. It's yum, so yum.
Mikey Havoc, he'll have whatever, eh?
Yeah, I love them. Love me some kaimoana. Mm. All right, and what about vegetables in season at the moment, Delaney?
Yeah, well, like I said, carrots are good.
Carrots.
Roast them up. Citrus is really good still. And, you know, we're inching closer to spring, which is...
We're losing which vegetables at the moment?
don't know, actually.
Tubers, still good.
Tubers, still good.
Did you say?
Tubers.
Tubers, I said. Yeah.
Tubers. Rob called Mikey a tuber yesterday. Didn't go down.
That's not the first time, but.
Did Comra mash the other night?
Yeah, that's nice.
That was a good
that's
time.
Nice. You got to be careful with too much butter there, though. Too. Caller, how are you there, caller?
Our Swede, we're losing them.
Who's got Swede going again?
Swedes again.
Again, Swedes, stick up for yourself, Swedes.
All right, so all right, Delaney, well, a very happy birthday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful birthday. Thanks for coming
in.
If anyone wants to ask Delaney any food-related questions, any queries you've got regarding the wonderful world of dining out or dining in, what's the email address there?
AskDelaney@95bfm.com.
Once again, AskDelaney@95bfm.com. Thanks, Delaney.
Hey, thank you.
And a very happy birthday
to you.
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.